adoring fans, but now my legs are aching to be back on solid land. So how am I gonna cope? Wash my sins
we'll be right back. Thank you. was my right soon became my enemy. Wish it'd stop. When it's dark out, I'll be outside waiting for you.
Can hear me now. That was annoying. Hi. Let's rewind a little bit. Can't really take back time, but we can pretend like we've gone back in time. Rewound like a tape in the VCR before you return it to the Blockbuster. You're listening to I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you and had been brought to you originally, but the mic just wasn't, I didn't have the right mic. It's very annoying. There's like lots of floating mics in here, and sometimes the one that's in really in front of the computer is not the one that I'm supposed to be speaking into, which is annoying, but you know, here we are. So this show has been brought to you by a laptop and a dishwasher, which, you know, like now that we're here, it almost makes even more apt sense because we started this show in such a janky way that it...
Technical difficulties. It definitely... It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the, you know, it definitely has the feeling of what happens when you stick electronics into other less electronics, you know, like dishwashers in some ways are like electronic, but they're also like electric or mechanical in a way that like laptops really aren't anymore, you know?
Yeah, but also I kind of just like the symbology of like washing your electronics, both trying to wash them and destroy them or clean them for better use.
I mean, you know, I definitely just want to scrub my electronics off of everything that Elon Musk has touched, for example. Like,
yeah.
I feel like sticking it into the dishwasher would be a really good way to get his stinky breath.
Dirty, nasty, stinky little fingers
that
have, like, reached into every orifice of platform media and destroyed it. Let's put it all in the dishwasher. Let's aim to break it. But if it comes out clean, then maybe we will have something to play with again. Who knows?
I mean, sticking your laptop in a dishwasher in some ways maybe is like, yeah, it's like the metaphor for where we're at right now, where we're being surveilled by our electronics and other people's electronics, and we must wash away surveillance culture and wash away the techno oligarchy that's happening in this world, which, like, also, just as a side note, techno-oligarchy just sounds like the most tinfoil hat term you could possibly say on the air. But,
yeah.
I mean, it is also the truth. So, you know, either we should all have our little tinfoil hats stapled to our heads, or we're doomed, honestly.
We could afford to be Luddites for a little bit.
I
don't know if it counts being on air. It's an old technology, but it's still a technology, so...
Yeah, but and it's a technology that isn't necessarily here to observe you. In fact,
no.
you're only here to ever, like, be held in the oral space of radio. But radio isn't listening to you. Like, we are in some ways. You know, we ask you to send us feedback, and, you know, sometimes when you... Actually, just feedback. Really, if you send us an email or call us, it's when we listen to you. But, you know, we're not listening to you right now. But we can make astute assumptions as to who is listening and work off of that.
Oh, also, this
no.
is a great segue.
Okay.
Thank you for unintentionally setting me up for this segue that I wasn't actually prepared to talk about. But if you do have thoughts about radio, about something that we played, or about CITR or Discorder in general, send us an email at airhead@citr.ca.
Oh, wow.
Send us your thoughts. Because Airhead is Discorder's feedback column. And it's not just about Discorder. There was a time when people would write into Airhead because they hated songs that we played. That's valid. You want to write to us? I'll read it. I might not print it, but I'll read it.
I like this. You know, I like this. I like this because, because I don't know how we went from a dishwasher eating a laptop to Airhead, but it is good.
No, we were cleaning the laptop.
Yeah, we were cleaning. Well, yeah. But,
it might
break,
but...
But that's actually, it's a good segue, because I do think that in this way, Airhead is in a way like the ear of Discorder, and you can whisper cool or surprising things into our ear, or disturbing things, like, you know, like, be mindful of the disturbing stuff. The world is disturbing enough as it is, but do write to us. And, you know, I always invite people to talk to me about what they like or dislike about my show. And some of you have, few of you have, which is nice. Thank you. But I'm in this point where, like, I'm going to discourage you from writing to my personal work email and instead tell you to send any complaints you have about my show or Discord or CITR in general to airhead@citr.ca. That's airhead@citr.ca. We're here to listen to you and then to respond back thoughtfully.
Yeah, or glibly.
But always with a little bit of thought.
Yeah. Given that Airhead exists with space and oxygen in between both ears, there's nothing there. So thought... metaphorically, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what's happening between those ears?
I can tell you what was happening between, or I can tell you what was happening outside of your two ears, and maybe also what was happening inside your ears. And
good one.
And what you were listening to just now was the band Infidelity, a song called 23 and Infinity off of their album from last year, Leech. Before that, you heard Dream Funeral, a song called Under Your Skin. From their self-titled EP, Second up was Prize Horse, a song called Dark Options from their album Under Sound. And we started today's set somewhat unremarkably because my mic wasn't working with the song The Pilot by Cloakroom off of their brand new album Last Leg of the Human Table. And so, yeah, you liked any of that? Did you like that? Well, if you liked that, tell Airhead that you liked it. That's airhead@citr.ca. And let's go back to the soft, whirring, slushing sounds of a laptop being submerged in the dishy water of a dishwasher. This song is called Puddle, parentheses of Me by Sia Gray.
Oh, You want it to be one way.
What?
You want it to be one way.
Man, I don't
you want
know
it
what
to
you...
be one
Man,
way.
Stop!
Stop saying that. But it's the other way.
Big angry eyes, when they miss they just circle back, realign, and take out your sanity, pour out your mind into barrels and barrels of thick green slime that they sell to some nerdy collector online. And price it just keeps going up every time, till you're fully consumed now, you're in a right bind, and the more that you fight it, the faster you'll find that the wit that you sharpened is making you blind. You're stuck in a mirror, you're screaming and crying, but no one can hear you, boxed up like a mime, break out while you can and stay out of the light. Gave it a shot, and I'm glad that you tried. It's getting so late, and you're well past your prime now. Just try and forget it. I'm sure you'll be fine. I've had enough of this place, it's amazing. I can't see the look on your face, what I'm saying, and I can say anything here. It's a shame that it seems that we lost something good just by paying. It's sad all these angry ass people complaining and saying it used to be cool on this page, and now it's a contest of who's most deranged or what's the most popular station. Are there more than three people in this conversation, or are most of us listening quietly impatient, eating our popcorn, just trying to gauge if some other stranger is worthy of pain, or what's the best way to maximize gains, or how do we feel about this entertainment, or here are six things you can do to get famous, or here's some people with no education who figured out how to make bank from their basement, here's why my God is best, now say amen, here's how you should be sleeping in your bed, here are 10 funny things that Trump said, here's why you can't seem to make rent, see you just need to buy an Ithaca Mag 10, load it with lead, write a letter and hit send, open your mouth and let it all sink in.
Hello and welcome back one last time, excuse me, to the speaking portion of this hour here. I come from the mountain. You just heard a whole bunch of whirring and whooshing, not unlike the sound of a laptop being destroyed inside a dishwasher. But you just heard some music, perhaps, if that is what you interpreted those sounds to be. And that music was Working Our Way Back, Trick Violence, a song called I Bore You, Now Bear For Me, from their album from February 2024, Violence. Before that, you heard from Mary Davidson, electronic producer, with the song Contrarian off of her new album, City of Clowns. Before that, you heard a single called I Don't Think Much At All, which I can relate to, by the Vancouver Screamo band Emma Goldman, there from their upcoming album, All You Are Is We. Before that, you heard from another local Vancouverite, Franco Rosino, a song called Hard Enough off of a self-titled EP that is not out yet. Second on that list was Frog, not from Vancouver. A song called Stillwell Theme off of the expertly titled album 1000 Variations on the Same Song. And we started off that second set of today's show with Saya Gray, a song called Puddle of Me from her album Saya. And that's it. We've now reached the end. So I guess do we have anything more to add? Should we just reiterate some things that we've already said?
May we all feel ambivalent about our computers and the multitudes they contain.
Yeah, and burn a Tesla, you know? Great. Then thanks for listening, y'all. As always, a total pleasure to be here. If you have any complaints, suggestions, friendly banter, divinations, if you want to read my fortune, I'm more than happy to listen to you. That would be at airhead@citr.ca, and we will get Discorder's resident Airhead to perhaps respond to your complaints.
Who are they? You will never know.
You will never know.
You will hear from them.
Maybe you'll hear from them. Kind of depends. Don't be racist, and then maybe you'll hear from them, you know?
Bare minimum.
Okay, thanks a lot for listening. I'll leave you with one more song. This song is neither new nor Canadian, and I'm okay with that. This is a song called Comforter by the band Jesu off of their 2013 album Every Day I Get Closer to the Light from which I came. Up next is The Real World, and this has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM. Always, and as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
Hey, this is Mark Yortoy. Yes, that is my real name. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's real home of rock and roll. Yeah, that's right. Real.